Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 108, Asking Someone Out. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 108. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. If you are listening to our podcast on the iTunes software, there is a new part or new feature of iTunes where you can rate the podcasts that you like. You can give them 1 star up to 5 stars, I think. Obviously, 5 stars is you like it a lot. If you go to the English as a Second Language podcast page in iTunes, and you can just search for ESL and click on our podcast page, you can rate us and write a review if you want. The same is true for those of you who have a Yahoo account. Yahoo has its own podcast page where you can rate the podcasts. So if you're interested in that, go to the iTunes or to podcast.yahoo.com and you can rate ESL podcasts. We would love to have a high rating. So try to do that if you have a chance. Today's podcast is about asking someone out on a date, someone you're romantically interested in. Let's go.
I walked into the coffee room and saw that Brad was writing something on a piece of paper. When he saw me come in, he slipped the note out of sight. Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
What were you writing?
All right, you caught me in the act. I finally worked up the nerve to ask Diana out. I was just writing a note to put on her desk.
You mean you're going to ask her out in a note? You big chicken.
I admit it. I'm a wuss. I just can't do it in person.
But you work with her every day.
That's different. When I'm working, I'm in a different frame of mind. But when I even think about asking her out, I get tongue-tied. At least in a note, I can get the words out without turning beet red.
You've dated a lot. What's so different about Diana?
Well, for one thing, she's gorgeous. She's so upbeat and sweet. Who doesn't like her? Oh, I don't know. All I do know is that I think we have great chemistry together. But what if I'm wrong? Maybe she's just been nice to me out of courtesy and doesn't think of me that way. Oh, forget it. This was a bad idea.
Well, I guess you don't want this note then.
What note?
I was looking for you to deliver this note from Diana. She wants to know if you want to go to the office party with her tomorrow night.
You're kidding. I can't believe you've been standing there this entire time and didn't say anything.
Sorry. What can I say? Now, do you want the note or what?
Yeah, I want the note.
Have a great time tomorrow night.
Thanks. I plan on it. Our story today is about a man who wants to ask out someone or ask someone out. To ask someone out means to go on a date, a romantic date with someone. To spend the evening going to a movie or dinner and so forth. Well, in this story, the woman comes in and sees that Brad is writing something on a piece of paper. But when she comes in, he slips the note out of sight. To slip, S-L-I-P, means to put something, but to put it either very quickly or usually underneath or through something. So I slipped the piece of paper under my book. Well, out of sight, as you can guess, means so that no one can see it. Please keep out of sight means don't let anyone see you. The woman, Tricia, says, "Hey, what's up?" And Brad says, "Oh, nothing." That expression, of course, "what's up," means how are things going? What is new with you? And the common response is either not much or nothing. It's possible, of course, to say, "Oh, well, I just won the lottery," if you won the lottery. But normally people just say, "Oh, not much." It's similar to when people ask, how are you? They're not really asking how you are. They're just being polite. So you are supposed to say, "Oh, I'm fine." Well, Brad says that Tricia, his friend, caught him in the act. He said, "You caught me in the act." That means that I was in the middle of doing something that probably I should not have been doing. So I was either doing something wrong or doing something that I should not do that I didn't want you to know about. For example, if I'm going to buy my wife a present and I want to surprise her and I'm wrapping the present up, I'm putting paper on it so it looks nice, the box looks nice, and she comes in the room while I'm wrapping the present, I was trying to keep it secret from her. And so I could say, "Oh, you caught me in the act," meaning I didn't want you to know about this. Brad says that he's working up the nerve to ask Diana out. To work up your nerve, to work up the nerve, means to get the courage, to feel like you can do it without being nervous. I'm working up the nerve to ask my boss for a raise. I need some courage, some strength to do that. Well, Tricia finds out that Brad is writing a note to ask Diana out on a date, and she calls him a big chicken. When someone says, "Oh, you're chicken," they mean you're afraid, you're scared, you won't do something because you're not strong enough. Don't be a chicken means don't be scared, don't be afraid. And Brad says that, "Yes, I'm a wuss." A wuss, W-U-S-S, is an informal expression, which means I'm a weak person. It's the same as chicken. It's a little more something that an adult would say to someone in an informal context. Chicken is something that little kids can say. Little children even might say that. But wuss is something a little stronger that would probably only be used by an adult. Brad says that he doesn't want to do it, to ask Diana out in person, meaning face to face, by talking to her, by going up to her and talking to her, with her standing right in front of him. So when we say, "I'm going to be there in person," means I'm not just going to call or email, I'm physically going to be present. Brad says that even though he works with Diana every day, when he's working, he's in a different frame of mind. a frame of mind is your attitude, the way that you see things. I'm in a working frame of mind, meaning right now I want to work. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm concentrating or focusing on. He is in a different frame of mind, meaning he's thinking about work, not about personal relationships. He says that when he tries to ask her out, he often gets tongue-tied. The expression tongue-tied, tongue, T-O-U-N-G-U-E, hyphen, tied, T-I-E-D, means that you can't think of the right thing to say, or you can't speak very clearly. This often happens to men in the presence of women who they are interested in. They become tongue-tied. I know I do. Well, I did, because I'm married now. But so I don't ask other women out. The man says that he can't get the words out without turning beet red. The expression to get the words out means, of course, to talk. So what he's saying is, I can't talk without turning beet, B-E-E-T, red. Well, beet, a beet, B-E-E-T, is a vegetable that is very red. And that expression is common in English. He turned beet red, meaning he turned, his face became as red as a beet. Well, Brad's is asked by Tricia why this woman is so different from other women that he has dated. And Brad says, well, for one thing, she's gorgeous. To be gorgeous, G-O-R-G-E-O-U-S, means to be very beautiful, to be extremely beautiful. I tell my wife that she is gorgeous, and she is. Brad also says the woman he's interested in is upbeat and sweet. To be upbeat, one word, U-P-B-E-A-T, means to be happy, someone who always looks on the positive side, who's optimistic, that it would be upbeat. To be sweet here, when a man says a girl is sweet, or a woman can also describe a man as being sweet, S-W-E-E-T, it means they're nice, they're kind, they're gentle. Sweet, of course, also is a word we use with candy. Something with sugar in it is sweet. So a similar idea. They're nice. Brad also says that he thinks that he and this woman, Deanna, have great chemistry together. To have great chemistry, chemistry is C-H-E-M-I-S-T-R-Y, means that they get along very well, that they are very compatible, that they laugh together and they understand each other, and they seem to be interested in each other also romantically. Often that's the meaning. We say those two people have no chemistry, means they don't seem to really be interested in each other, really understand each other. Well, Brad says that he thinks that the woman may be nice to him out of courtesy and doesn't think of him that way. Out of courtesy, courtesy is C-O-U-R-T-E-S-Y, is to be polite. So it's politeness. So when someone says you should do that out of courtesy, means to be polite, that if you want to be nice, polite, you should do that. He says that the woman doesn't think of him that way. When you say, oh, she doesn't think of me that way, we mean she's not interested in you romantically, or she doesn't see you as someone she could be romantically interested in. So that's the meaning of that way, meaning in a romantic way. Well, as it turns out, it happens that the woman has asked Brad to go to an office party by giving him a note. The office party would, of course, be a party for a company. It's your company party. Well, Tricia, Brad's friend, has been giving him a hard time, meaning she has been calling him a chicken and a coward and making him feel badly for writing a note. But the woman that he's interested in, Diana, wrote him a note to ask him to go to a party. And of course, Brad isn't very happy that Tricia didn't tell him this right away. He says, "I can't believe you've been standing this entire time, or standing here this entire time," meaning all of this time. Tricia then says, "Well, do you want the note or what?" That expression, "Do you want to go or what?" The "or what" means "or not." It's slightly informal. It's usually when you are trying to get an answer out of a person and you may be a little impatient. "Are you coming to the store with me or what?" You might say to your girlfriend or boyfriend who doesn't seem like they want to go or who won't give you an answer right away. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech.
"I walked into the coffee room and saw that Brad was writing something on a piece of paper. When he saw me come in, he slipped the note out of sight. Hey, what's up?"
"Oh, nothing."
"What were you writing?"
"All right, you caught me in the act. I finally worked up the nerve to ask Diana out. I was just writing a note to put on her desk."
"You mean you're going to ask her out in a note? You big chicken."
"I admit it. I'm a wuss. I just can't do it in person."
"But you work with her every day."
"That's different. When I'm working, I'm in a different frame of mind. But when I even think about asking her out, I get tongue-tied. At least in a note, I can get the words out without turning beet red."
"You've dated a lot. What's so different about Diana?"
"Well, for one thing, she's gorgeous. She's so upbeat and sweet. Who doesn't like her?" "Oh, I don't know. All I do know is that I think we have great chemistry together. But what if I'm wrong? Maybe she's just being nice to me out of courtesy and doesn't think of me that way. Oh, forget it. This was a bad idea."
"Well, I guess you don't want this note then."
"What note?"
"I was looking for you to deliver this note from Diana. She wants to know if you want to go to the office party with her tomorrow night."
"You're kidding. I can't believe you've been standing there this entire time and didn't say anything."
"Sorry, what can I say? Now, do you want the note or what?"
"Yeah, I want the note."
"Have a great time tomorrow night."
"Thanks. I plan on it." Be sure to visit our website at ESLPOD.com and put yourself on our map. We have a map available where you can put your city or state on and send us a little message. We've had lots of people doing that the last couple of days. Also, a reminder that we will not be having any podcasts. We'll be taking a short vacation or break the last week of December of 2005. That's the week between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So that last week, we will not have any podcasts. We may have some of our older podcasts, number 2 through 11. We might get some of those up and available for you to listen, but there will be no new podcasts until the first week of January. So that will be next week. We will not have any new podcasts, so ESL Podcasts can have a vacation. That's all for today. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.